Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Friday, June 5th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and we're starting today with something that sounds like a thriller novel. Someone has been systematically jamming GPS signals across Europe, and researchers just published their investigation tracking down the source.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That GPS interference story is fascinating from both a technical and geopolitical angle, Marcus. But that's just one of several major developments we're covering today. We've got Lady Bird Browser announcing a complete shift in their development strategy, moving away from GitHub and traditional open source models. Plus, Anthropic just released an open source framework specifically designed to help AI systems find vulnerabilities in code, which raises some interesting questions about democratizing security research.
Quick note for new listeners. While our content is sourced from Hacker News, we're an independent podcast. We're not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're just passionate followers of the community who want to bring these stories to a broader audience.
Absolutely. And if you're not already on Hacker News, we can't recommend it enough. Head over to news.combinator.com. The real treasure is in the comment discussions, where engineers, researchers, and founders dissect these stories with incredible depth. We're really just giving you the highlights, but the community discussion is where you'll find the technical nuances and expert perspectives that make these stories come alive.
On the business side today, we're seeing some significant market movements. S&P Dow Jones just denied fast-track index inclusion for mega IPOs like SpaceX, which could reshape how private companies think about going public. We'll dive into what this means for the broader private markets and why index methodology matters more than most people realize.
And from a technical perspective, we've got some genuinely innovative tools emerging. There's a new Rust CLI called DataBow that can query any database through ADBC drivers. Meta's enabling Android Debug Bridge on their deprecated portal devices, and someone built an ESP32-based hardware hacking tool with a web interface that can speak virtually any protocol. Plus, we'll look at some fascinating research on DNA synthesis that's cutting build times for genetic sequences dramatically.
We're also covering some deeper technical discussions. There's new research questioning whether transformer architectures actually need all three query, key, and value projections. And someone published a branchless quicksort implementation that's apparently faster than both STID sort and PDQ sort. For the systems programming folks, there's a detailed write-up on watching Z80 processors from an RP2350 and an interesting exploration of ANSI escape codes.
And speaking of innovation, there's a delightful project someone built called Wi-Fi Time, plus Google's released Magenta Real Time 2 for local live music generation. We'll also touch on some broader discussions happening in the community. There's an Ask HN thread about whether the machine-readable web we're building for LLMs might actually be better for humans too, and a thoughtful piece questioning efforts to revolutionize education.
Let's dive in with that GPS interference investigation, because this story combines technical detective work with some serious implications for European infrastructure security.